Dear Chair, honorable ministers, distinguished delegates from the WTO member countries, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the government of Georgia, it is an honor to participate in the 10th WTO ministerial conference here in Nairobi and to address such a distinguished audience. Let me thank government of Kenya for warm welcome and generous hospitality. Georgia is a responsible member of the WTO committed to its values and principles. We are targeted at achieving maximum openness, transparency, regional and global integration of our economy. We strongly believe that private sector is a driving force for sustainable and broad-based growth. In January next year, we are having Georgia's second trade policy review, where members will have an opportunity to review implemented and planned trade policy reforms of my country. With the liberal foreign trade regime and customs procedures, low import tariffs and minimum non-tariff regulations, Georgia pursues a strategy of enhancing its role of a regional trade and transit hub. We strongly believe that minimizing trade barriers is an effective and efficient way for future development. In this regard, one of the outcomes of the Bali Ministerial was the adoption of the Trade Facilitation Agreement, which was the first agreement that we all have managed to conclude collectively as WTO members. Let me inform you that my country has ratified the TFA in November 2015 and has notified recently the WTO. The government of Georgia fully supports the general principles of the TFA, setting out measures for the movement, release and clearance of goods. We believe that this agreement will contribute to improved transparency, increased possibilities to participate in global value chains and increased trade. While WTO provides opportunities for global integration, Georgia continues its integration with the regional markets. We have signed association agreement with the EU, which includes deep and comprehensive free trade area agreement. We launch FTA negotiations with the EFTA in China. These new agreements, together with the already existing free trade regimes with all the neighbors and other regional countries, will enable goods produced in Georgia to have liberal access to the markets with approximately 2 billion consumers. Georgia, being a part of several free trade agreements, strongly believes in the role of WTO in ensuring transparency of FTAs. Let me point out the importance of the expanding the Information Technology Agreement, which already unites 54 WTO members, representing major exporters of information technology products. For the purpose of developing the IT sector, Georgia considers joining the expanded ITA is a major step forward for attracting further investment and moving up the value-added ladder in IT industry. Therefore, currently the government of Georgia is undergoing procedures for joining the ITA expansion. Georgia attached great importance to achieving a successful and balanced conclusion of the current negotiations under WTO. We hope that we all can find a particular solution which will contribute to the development of the global economy and trade and increase the importance of the role of this organization. Finally, on behalf of the government of Georgia, I would like to congratulate the two exceeding LDCs, Liberia and Afghanistan, as well as Yemen, Seychelles and Kazakhstan, on their joining to the WTO. The importance of MC10 is instrumental, and I wish the ministerial fruitful and successful outcome. Thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you, Your Excellency. May I now